Years ago, what way to start attractive? And what was
attracted me?
Yeah, what do you think was attractive in a woman when you're looking for women? And what do you think studs found attractive in femmes?
Well, I don't know how they found attractive me. It was always my eyes and my body. That's the first thing they say, you got sexy eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh, your body, you know. But when I looked at them, first of all, by them wearing men's clothes, I would compare them to the kind of guy that I would like.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't suited that taste and that, you know, there's some stud bras that look really good. Now, I said, wow, look at her. You know, like Frances. She fascinated me. When she was younger, the way she dressed in men's attire, but I watched how she conducted herself, and I said, now she's a fella, she should be cute, you know, and whatnot. And if they're gonna play the male role, most of them look that way, so therefore you chose them just like you would if it was a real man. What you liked about him, even though she's a woman.
Uh-huh. So it would depend, it would be what you liked in a guy then, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that's the prize she's playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I've seen some straight ladies that I said, oh my goodness, if I was stud, I would grab her. I have one with guys, and in fact, one guy I used to live with, I was extremely attracted to him because to me, if he was a stud broad, he would be fantastic and amazing the way he looked. I liked him because he looked like he could have been a good-looking lady,
uh-huh.
Stud. I mean, he was pretty. He wasn't handsome, he was pretty. And I used to laugh at him because he thought I was so adoring, but he didn't know. I was looking at him imagining, thinking that he was a girl. Because that's the way I would like for that lady that I went out with to look.
You want another?
I might as well.
Okay.
That's a good thought, but at the time, since they were all wearing men's clothes, I would just compare them to a handsome guy.
Mm.
He got too much gas coming up.
Do you think roles are pretty much the same now as they were 20 years ago?
No, they're getting a little more. What I see, they're coming out of all that hard men's clothes.
Right.
I'm very happy about that. It's okay for Halloween, or if you go to an extremely gay set, you know, try to look followish, but to walk up and down the street, to me, I think they're really low-grading themselves. You know, they got too many clothes now that you can wear that...
That's another thing, too.
The clothes have changed.
Yeah.
To the point where you can really put on a pair of slacks and a plaid shirt. Right now, they couldn't say she had on men's clothes, mm-hmm. because even yeah. ladies... of all class and calibers are in that, so you can't just label her.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of ladies have their hair cut short, so in case they receive this, that, and the other. Because she'd be a good looking fella, though. See, now she's kind of funny. Good looking kind of guy. Very attractive black dude.
What about the younger studs that's coming out?
Got dimples and stuff.
Come on,
see, there, that's sweet.
She's getting embarrassed.
What about the younger studs coming out now?
Because
I don't know any of them.
The younger ones?
Yeah, I don't.
They're silly like everybody else was when they were young.
I mean, they still, do they dress real?
No, I noticed some of them that was in those men's attire now have gotten out of it too.
Yeah.
Really?
Like,
wouldn't you say the same thing, Joanne? They're really coming out that hard, hard look now. Due to the fact that the clothes are so nice now and the way some of the clothes are really. I mean, I have to look to see, is that really a fellow or a girl myself? Because the clothes are rather more, what would you call it? What is the word I'm trying to say? More tailored type clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be more popular these days, so therefore you can't label anybody too much by what they got on. But they're not really in real all men showing up real clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's hard to tell anyway, because I have to wear some men's clothes. If I can't afford to go to Tall Girls, I'll go to the men's department and get my turtleneck sweater, some of my shirts, because I get my armlet and my slacks. And I learned that for some kids that were, for some other kids, because I couldn't understand how their pants fit them so good, and they let me know they went in the men's department. I have a problem since I got a small waist and this hair, so they always look like hip huggers on me, because men do not have hips. You know, right. Some of them are kind of fat back here, but they don't come out this way. And I have a problem with, but at least I get my leg length. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I am tall. And my, look at this. This is a regular sweater. So I go to the men's department and buy my V-neck sweaters or my turtlenecks because I really get my arms length. I don't know why they don't have sense enough to realize that some ladies have long arms.
You know?
I can't buy some coats and jackets and things.
That's how I am. I have very long
arms. And I get
arms.
Very mad, you know. Look, just like your blouses. Right. Now somebody else would be down here right, where they're supposed right. to go, but they don't go to tall girls and pay double money for a blouse that you can get for $7. I got to pay $24 for
right.
it. For but you want your length. 4 inches cost $20 more? No, that's not even if you bought the material, it wouldn't cost that much.
And what were some of the important holidays for the black lesbians years ago? Was it Halloween?
Why do you say black?
Well, you could say any.
Don't the white kids have nice holidays?
Well, the thing was, we've asked a lot of white people, so I was wondering what you'd like to.
Every holiday that came by.
Same. Uh-huh. So you
Sweetest Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas, Easter, July the 4th, all of them. We get together and have us a nice, big, huge picnic.
In fact, we
got to the park. That we had a certain part in the park where we knew where to find. In fact, to this day, if I'm in the park and nobody can find me, they know where to find me because I have to make sure I get there early enough to get my spot. And they know where to find
Which
me.
Which park?
And I used to go to that Orchard Park. But I go to Como a lot now.
Como.
You know, they call it the Colored Folks Park. But what the hell, it's closer to town, I suppose, really. And it's nice, it's getting bad now out there, but I'm glad black kids ain't doing it. You know, that's what I like about that. They always talked about that park as being having fights and whatnot, but I've been going for years, I've never seen.
Would these be like all day picnics?
Oh, well, yes, because I used to go at 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody say, 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'm going to make sure I get my spot. And then it was fun. We'd be out there in the dark, and some folks who was tired would sleep. Now that they have vans, it's even more fun because you can lay up in there and sleep. And naturally, the ladies tried to be ladies, and the fellas would build a fire, and we'd fix breakfast, and then we'd go on into dinner, and then we'd relax. By 11, 12 o'clock, we'd be through, and we had a nice day out playing cards, ball, and whatnot, and had a good time.
Softball?
Any kind of ball.
Any kind of ball.
Football, whatever they wanted to play. And really had a good time.
Were there any sports teams?
Oh. Now, they did try to have a football team. I'm not going to say black because it was mixed. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work out to Buffalo Girls got beat. Pretty bad. Yeah, but they had a football team. I don't know about a baseball team. I've never heard of one. I know a lot of black girls and white girls are on baseball teams, but I wouldn't say all gay.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be
mm-hmm.
mixed, you know, because I have a friend that's on a baseball team. She's gay, but she's very good on baseball. Then I have another friend that was on, a couple of friends that was on a football team, you know. They like to play those sports, but I don't know of any, what you would say, all-gay. They did try to have an all-gay football team, but didn't work out. One problem was they didn't have a sponsor. They couldn't keep somebody to really back them. You know, I think if you got somebody to really back them, you'd be surprised if some of these girls are pretty good. Not even to basketball. Now, me, I would get on a basketball team. I can't run no more like I used to. If that had been 20 years ago, I'd have been on the basketball. I was very good in basketball.
And that girls' football team, did they play girls or men?
No, they played other girls. They played even Cleveland, Ohio, different Toledo, Ohio. Yeah, they really tried. But the problem was and then it's hard to get teams like that because you work and you got to make allowances. And those girls got hurt. No.
Where did they play? Do you remember? When they played?
We were out Kenmore where they used to practice out there. I used to go to the practices.
You know. I think I kind of remember that.
I've got the newspaper clippings of them.
You do?
From Buffalo Evening News, had them in the paper.
Huh.
Really, it was Stuff and Big Lou and a whole bunch of other girls. I got the pictures of them.
You do? Are they hard to get at?
Well, I have to think. Bobby's up in the attic somewhere, but I get them.
Oh, that
I
would
keep
be wonderful.
Those. I have. It was really nice, and I was very sorry when they couldn't. In fact, I gave a party for them. If they won, it was all going to have champagne. They lied to me. Everybody came in, and I was already Buffalo. They went to play Cleveland, I think. Cleveland ate them up. You know, but one thing, I guess the sizes, because there was a couple of them that were a little too small for the one girl said she was defense or something. I don't know that much about football, but size. And she weighed 100 something pounds, and this girl weighed 250. And she said, when she tackled her, it was over. I think to be on football for, you got to be a kind of stocky. You know, they got some truck driving looking girls that should be football. I see them in the clubs all the time. I said, God, they look like truck drivers in here. And you take a chair to knock one of them down. You know.
Did a lot of girls ever get married? I mean, married to other girls.
Oh yes, they had one in Jet Magazine this last month. They had a beautiful wedding.
Huh. What about here in Buffalo? Did people get married?
Oh yes, I've got pictures of one wedding.
With Tony?
No, now I never got those pictures of Moppy and Marlene.
Did you ever get married?
No.
No.
Well, truthfully speaking, I don't know about going that far with anyone, because truthfully speaking, I've never been with anyone that long.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, it's my personality or how I am, or I don't know. Usually, I can't go too far with them in the courting stage to go to the marriage part. I think if I found a lady that was really mentally together and carried on through, I probably would. Wouldn't make, what's the difference? If we could get along.
And this one wedding, you have pictures of, where did it take place? In somebody's home?
Yeah. They had the whole place set up like a church.
And did they have a minister?
Yes, we have a minister.
Huh. And so it was like a regular.
In fact, I had two weddings. I had one right here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They got married, and I had the preacher. I got the pictures of those too. They had the best man. Mm-hmm. They're divorced now.
What about the other wedding you have pictures of? Are they divorced too?
No, well, her lady was, she woke up and found her dead.
Oh my God.
They stuck together till death did them part.
I guess. You want to look at it that way. Speaking of courting, what do you think about, what's distinctive about the way gays court one another? Is it different from straights? And what's different?
It's no different.
No different.
Mm-mm. Not to me.
Same thing. Hey, baby, what's your name?
Yeah, they approach you. Some of them have a nice way of letting them know who you're with and I like you and whatnot. May I call you sometime? They invite you out for shows and dinner and different things. Yeah, nice. Flowers and, yeah. Very nice. Very nice. I had one lady wanted to marry me, but she's dead. And, Yep. I got flowers every time we had an argument. She was very smart. Every time we had an argument, flowers would arrive. Big, huge, beautiful flowers. And I love flowers, I guess you can see about
yeah.
that. And then she always had it timed, and I would just be smiling, even though I was mad, and all of a sudden I would, may I come by? Sure. You know, some people don't know how to do things, and you have a misunderstanding. But she really did. She's dead now.
Hmm.
She treated me very well, even when we couldn't make it, or even up until she died. And anything ever happened to me, I could always count on her. To me, that was just about better than being married sometimes, because whatever happened to me, I knew that she would show. Even when I was sick and couldn't walk, she was at my house every day, walked in the snow, come to my house, to see about me every day, till somebody came to take over. Yeah.
So she was like a friend as well as a...
Well, I've had some ladies I have been friends with, even though we probably didn't make it. We remained very close friends. you know, to the point that I still have some. I used to go with her, call me up, what are you doing? Well, let's go to a movie, let's go to dinner. But some that make it a yearly thing, every 2 years. I get courted all over again. And we don't go any further than, you know, we talk about old times, go out to dinner, we might see him for a week and have a good time, go to parties, and then I may not see him anymore. They might call me on my birthday, or about once every 6 months. I was thinking about you, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. When you're in trouble and, let's say, need money, do you usually look to your lovers or to friends or to your family?
Well, I tell you what. No, I don't go to my family at all. Mm-hmm. Because I'm kind of glad my daddy threw me out the house at age 15. I didn't follow his rules and regulations, so I was put out. Now, at the age of 15, some might think that's terrible. But I am glad in a way. Because I know that some kids, well, I go home. I can't. I'm not going to say I can't. But I put miles in between. And I figure as though I turn to my friends, the people I associate with. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're my friend. And I have been fortunate enough to really have some friends.
Do you keep up with your family now?
Oh, yes. Now my family comes to my parties.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, my family invited half of my gay friends to their parties.
Oh,
we went
God.
All the way to Cleveland, Ohio to my cousin's party. Huh. And she came here for July the 4th to visit me, and I had gay friends here to meet her. And I took her to Rochester to meet some more gay friends, and we had such a good time for her birthday party. She invited them all, and they all went. And they all had a very good time. We all stayed in her home.
Hmm. Are there other gay women in your family?
Well, I messed around and found one. Rather attractive, if I must say so myself. I don't know. I've got a couple of cousins that kind of kiss me, kind of, ooh, and, you know. Well, maybe I do that because I've experienced gay women to the point where some of them be awfully glad to see me, you know. I look at them and say, what? I don't say anything else, though, but I was told that I had a gay cousin, so I made a point to find out, mm-hmm. And she is.
She is, huh?
Yeah. I felt good. I wasn't the only one in the family.
And she's still living in Cleveland?
Yes, she comes to visit me, too.
In general, a lot of people say that black families are more tolerant of gay relatives than white families. Do you
oh,
think that's
no.
True? You don't think so?
No, some of them will disinherit you. Some of them will never forgive you. Some of them will try to kill you. They really don't like that either. No, some of them don't. Then some of them finally come around.
Mm-hmm. So you say it's pretty much like in the white community.
Yes.
Some families will take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, nobody can understand that gayness because I couldn't understand it myself. But I realized when I was a kid, I think back, that if I saw a nice looking girl or a girl that attracted me, I could never understand why am I attracted to this girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with me. Why do I like her? You know, I like, well, coming up, I like fellas too. But there were some girls that I had just had a funny feeling, an urge that I wanted to do something. And it was always pertaining to sex. And I would shake my head and say, what's wrong with you? You don't think like that.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I can't say if I always was gay or not because maybe it's because that lady used to come through my shortcut, you know. But a lot of people try to make, like, family, no, it couldn't possibly be family had anything to do with it, you know. And then it could be because my family was extremely strict, too
mm-hmm.
strict, that I could always be around girls, but I couldn't be around no fellas.
Mm-hmm.
I had, they were so old-fashioned that at that time, you don't have any more people. My grandmother had to go to a party with me and all that kind of stuff, you know. I had to have an older person take me someplace
mm-hmm.
at all times. They would get bored because the majority of the parties, the kids' family would go in another room or whatnot. They would keep a check. But here I had that, what do you used to call that? Somebody had to go with you, what was
chaperone.
It? Chaperone. I always had to be chaperoned. I could go to a girl's house and spend the night if she had no brothers.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Was your father a minister or was he?
My father started to be a minister and became an atheist.
Huh. But he was still strict, anyway.
Too strict. That's probably why I left home at age 15. It was to the point it was miserable. I couldn't get him to understand, Daddy, they don't have any more chaperones. As far as my father was concerned, the first thing he would ask you, what is your father's work? What is your religion? and all that kind of stuff. And then, no, you can't talk to her, you know. Or no boy could come to the house. I had to be 21 before I could talk on the phone, 21 before I go on a date, 21 before I could go out with a fella.
Oh, man.
They find it hard to believe, but that's what I went through. And there was no fella that was good enough for me to go out with. In fact, I wasn't allowed to play with half the kids on the block. I was always kept right around my own home.
Were you the
only
daughter?
And there was nobody good enough for me.
Were you the only daughter?
No, I had another sister. My brother, but he died, but I have another sister.
And was he as strict with her too?
Really, he was strict with both of us. Extremely strict. Extremely. Then we couldn't even play with half of the kids on the block. They were always considered they were going to be tramps. If a girl associated with the boys would go to her house, she's going to be the first one with the baby. I think my people were what you might call snobs and social climbers. They always wanted me with doctors, lawyers, and those type of people. And when I went out to their parties, I found them to be the tramps. Half of them ended up pregnant and were messing around and doing things that the so-called girls that they said was going to be so bad weren't doing. And I used to tell them, I don't like to go around them, you know. And no, her father's a doctor or this, that, and the other. Then my father he worked at the country club, and he always would tell me, white people don't do this, white people don't do that, white people don't do that. I said, what is this about white people don't do this, white people don't do that?
Right.
So I probably told him one day, my first boyfriend was a Jewish boy I went to school with, and he ended up marrying a black girl. He told me, you're the cause of this. He used to call me Lena Horne. I told him one day, I'm getting ready to get married to a white guy. Then he says, well, I intend for you to go that far. I said, well, you always tell me about white people this and white people that. So I was going to satisfy you and give you somebody white.
No, private schools.
Yeah. Went to a private school, all girls.
Did your mother, was she as strict?
Well, my mother was a woman, naturally. And before she died, I heard her telling a friend of hers that Annette's getting to be a teenager now. And I think I better start letting her date. But, or have company, you know. But she died. Before I actually got to a teenage age. So that threw me in foster homes. Because I came up during the Second World War. My father was working, so wasn't nobody home with us. But they couldn't get along. My father and my grandmother never got along.
That's his mother?
No, my mother's mother.
Well, I was just thinking I could ask you if you think there's anything I didn't ask you about that I should have.
I know.
Do you think when we're writing some, well, maybe put it like this, if you think that somebody's writing a history of the lesbian community, what do you think is the most important thing we should make sure we tell people?
Well, you know, wait a minute. Hold it a minute. Cut that off a minute.
Okay.
I got to get...
I'm
going to
keep it on now.
I don't even know what to say. You get me started. You better ask me something to get me started. Once you get me started, I can't stop. Because Phil Donahue showed those women made me so mad when they stood up and talking about, well, I think it's terrible. You know, I wanted to say, you are a liar. If I was Christ, you couldn't tell me. You haven't had looked at a woman or felt something for
right.
a woman, or you haven't ever had some type of experience. If you was in elementary school, you had a best girlfriend and y'all used to play with each other. Because we had a club like that and I didn't even know what we was doing. But me and my best, the only girl I was allowed to be around, we used to play with each other. Didn't know what we was doing, but we was doing it. In fact, wait a minute, come to think of it, I had a very good friend of mine. I used to pick her up going to school every day. She grabbed me in the bathroom one day. She said, Ann, come in here with me. And threw me down on the floor and jumped on top of me. And she was getting her pubic hair for the first time. It was kind of sharp. And she leaped on me and just rubbed away. You know, what are you doing? On her bathroom floor. And we were in junior high school. High school? Junior high school? Yeah, junior high.
Huh.
You know? And, yes, she did. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I think about her. I wonder where she is, what she's doing. And I'd like to go home and run across and say, hey, you, come here. Got a job to finish. You know, but.
So you would say one important thing is to make it clear to people that it's not a sin and everybody knows something about it from
I'm not going to get into the sin part. Uh-huh. You know, because I find a lot of gay kids are trying to, well, it's not a sin, it's this, that, and the other. I'm not going to get into that part because I can't say what's a sin, what's not a sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I know everybody has their own type of, well, what is the word, perversion or whatnot, where sex is concerned, even straight people will do things that probably a stoned up gay person would never think of doing. I, truthfully speaking, I have been a prostitute, and I know what some of these straight people will do sexually to a gay person would, well, my God, they wouldn't even believe it. They wouldn't believe it. I'll tell you some stories about that. You know. And they don't think anything wrong with that, they got to be sick, you know. And these are straight people,
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh.
They do something sexually to even my dog wouldn't do. And you know a dog can lick his own behind. You know. Yeah. They want to talk about that, and we get into something good.
Well, what about in terms of young lesbians? What do you think it's important for them to know about the past?
About the past.
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
About where we come from.
About where you all come from.
Our experiences.
What they should know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait a minute. What should they know?
So what would you like them to know about where people come from?
Well, know how to understand other people that that resent you, you know. Try to carry yourself in such a way that nobody really will know what you are and who you are, really. It doesn't matter, really, but if you want to let somebody know you're gay. I don't know, because there's some people that really, they claim they don't like gay people, but there's too many straight people that really accept you even though you are gay. I don't
mm-hmm.
think there's that many people that really hate gay people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think if you are gay, you don't have to flaunt yourself. But I say fun, and I mean, I just don't like that man clothes. I never did like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walk around the street like a man, hey, baby, and I, hey, no. You know, cut that out. Just say hi.
You know, I thought of something I wanted to ask you, and I forgot. Were there any social clubs? Like, somebody's mentioned the Royal Elves, I think.
Oh, yes, that was one of the clubs, because I was in the club. What was the name of our club? We had a club. Yeah, the Royals had a, it was a club. It was all gay kids.
Men but, and women?
I'm trying to think. No, there was no women. There was no fellas. It was all women.
All women, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then I was in a club that we had got a set. Well, it seemed like certain sets of friends would get together and they'd give a club. They would give parties and whatnot for the weekends and have little things. They would have like door prizes and whatnot,
uh-huh.
You know, and have the same thing. Well, they might have a door prize and give you a ticket, and that's for a little gift, like you get a transistor radio or something. But you came and spent your money,
uh-huh.
But that was for the club. And then they would have the annual picnic, or they'd have a big huge affair that was free for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was in the club back then, but ours didn't last too long. Neither did the Royals, but it lasted quite a while. Yeah,
like
was
a year or two?
I can't remember exactly how long, but they were nice to go to. You know, they would give you door prizes and whatnot, little tickets, just like a club would give. They would have their picnics. And I have a friend in Rochester. She got together, but she did this on her own. She would hire buses and drive.
People would go different places?
Come from Buffalo, Syracuse, a whole bunch of places, and you had a certain spot where you met, and then she would transport you to the picnic area. She rented buses. I got pictures of that, too, of the buses. It didn't go off too well, but she tried. Then they have, they used to have gay banquet shows where you paid $10 or $12 for a ticket. You had dinner, and you saw a show, and you had a dance. And then after that, whoever the host was or hostess was, they would have, you could go to their home and drink and have a good time for them. I've been to some of those. It was extremely nice.
Now, why do people get together for clubs? Was it better than house parties? It was just something different, or?
Well, I don't know. Because right now, I'm in a Pocono thing. We're going from house to house playing Pocono.
Huh.
Every Saturday from 3 to 9, they're all gay kids. I try to get some friends of mine to go, but a lot of them say, oh, I don't want to play no Pocono. And all we do, we have a little snacks, and we sit up and we have a cocktail or two. We want something to drink, or you want to drink pop, and we play Pocono. And it's all gay. And we go to each one's house, you know. And we really have a very nice time. And around 6 o'clock, we go from 3. It's mostly for the winter. Like the winter months, there's nothing to do on Saturday early.
Right.
You do your shopping or whatever. And then from 3 to 9, we go to, I just had mine last